Well, number one, LT's one heck of a football player, one heck of a class guy as well. And, you know, he's had a great year, regardless on who it's against. Obviously, when you set a record like he has, it's a combination of playing very well and very consistent. And he'd probably be the first one to tell you it's a team accomplishment or an offensive accomplishment, not just a individual award.
Mike, can you talk about going forward on fourth down with about 8 minutes to go? Mm-hmm.
Well, it really was with 11 minutes to go. That was the first one. And we were up by 11 points at that time, or we were down by 11 points. It was a two-score game. I thought we were a little tired on the sideline. I thought offensively we felt pretty good. You know, I thought it was worth the gamble. Even if we didn't get it, if we held them to a touchdown, it was still a 14-point game. Felt pretty good. You know, felt pretty good about it. Obviously, at the end of the game with fourth down, with the way they were moving, you know, the football, with seven and a half minutes left when you're 14 points down, to me, I didn't come in here to lose close. I mean, you try to win the football game, and I thought it gave us the best opportunity to at least have a chance to win.
Mike, you had third and two there, and then fourth and two, and you passed both times. Why not run there? What was the play call? What was the mindset?
Well, we thought, number one, with the type of front they were running and the time left on the clock, that we'd have a chance to come up with a couple big plays, and obviously it didn't work out.
Even though you certainly wanted to win, how much solace can you take in the fact that Jay seemed to really put it together in that third quarter?
Oh, none. I mean, I've been watching this guy doing it in practice for a long time. You guys have been watching it too. And, you know, the guy has a little adversity in the first game, and people forget what they've been seeing, you know, all the way through training camp. And nothing he did today surprised me. You know, that's just going to be as tough as it gets. I mean, that's a heck of a pass rush that they have. Obviously, when you get behind, you know, their ears are back, and he made a number of big plays, you know, when the pressure was on him, very pleased.
Significant adjustments made there at halftime to come out as strong as you guys did during the third quarter?
No, it's not. It wasn't anything major. You know, in the first half, we give them a lot of credit. You know, it just takes one guy here or there. They made a couple big plays, a couple missed tackles, and all of a sudden that ball starts rolling. And you got to find a way to fight against that at halftime by doing the same thing yourself. And we did that for most of the third quarter. To their credit, they stepped up and made some big plays in the fourth quarter where we had a little momentum on our side. We were moving the ball, and they came up with a couple big plays that kept us off balance and got the momentum back.
Mike, you're down 21 late in the game, and they're going for another touchdown. Is that something you're going to remember pretty acutely?
You know what? To be honest with you, there was well over 3 minutes, you know, left in the game. And I know Marty well enough, if there was under 2 minutes left in the game, that he would have knelt down. And I've been around him long enough, but I would have done the same situation with well over 3 minutes left in the game, and everybody's got, you know, I would look at it as really is someone not scoring is, I at least wouldn't have been very professional. You know, we want to give it all you got until, obviously, the game's.
You seem to have had a great read on the Chargers all through the years. After all, you've beaten them 19 times. Is this current Charger team more difficult to read than others?
Well, number one, they're a very good football team. You know, you take a look at their defense, and I think Castillo really helps them coming back, and you got Merriman. You got a defense really playing extremely well together. They can rush the passer. You know, you take a look at the offense. I think Philip Rivers is doing an excellent job managing the game. You know, you could see that he does a great job reading secondaries, going to the right guy. You complement that with an excellent running game with a number of great backs. You know, that's one of the reasons why they'll probably score well over 500 points this year and be one of the top teams in the National Football League.
Mike, in the first half, do you give their offense credit for what they were doing, or were you disappointed in your defense a little bit?
Well, anytime, you know, you give up four touchdowns, you know, you're disappointed because we gave up a couple big plays. We had some missed tackles. And, you know, that's unlike us, but, you know, I got to give them credit as well. But I was pleased when we came back and we seemed to step up in the third quarter, make some plays, and we were back in the ball game and didn't make the plays when we had to make them. You know, we were right there. We had a chance to come back and I think find a way to win that game. But credit to them, they found a way to make the plays when they had to.
Like, given the way this team started, how surprising is this four-game kind of pre-fall you've had last month?
Well, I mean, I don't think I have to answer a question like that. We're going to keep on fighting. The season's not over. Even though there's a big disappointment today, we got a lot of character on our football team. We'll keep on fighting. Like I said, I was pleased with the way the quarterback stepped up when there was some adversity against an excellent defensive team and moved the football in some tough situations. And we'll just go back to the drawing board and keep on fighting and hopefully end up the season with a 3-game winning streak.
Mike, you guys have done a good job against Gates in previous games. Why was he able to get free today?
I think they had a good game plan. You know, they threw up, you know, the first touchdown. There was two guys right there, you know, two of our better defensive players, two of our great defensive players, and he just went up and snatched it. And then the one in the end zone, he just, you know, Phillip Rivers did a great job just throwing the ball up. It was great coverage, and a player, made, you know, a big-time player, made a great play. And the quarterback did a good read. But he really kind of just kind of scrambled back there, gave some ground, and just lofted up at the last second. It was a heck of a play by both the quarterback and the tight end.
Is this the game you've kind of been looking for from your own tight end, your rookie, Tony?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, it's we'll get a chance to take a look at it on film. Some guys did some good things, obviously, some poor things, but, you know, they beat us, and they beat us squarely, and take my hat off to them, and we got to regroup and get ready for, obviously, Arizona.
Mike, it looked like Garrett Williams had a tough day. Was that how it was, or is it secondary?
That's the life of a defensive back. You know, made a big, couple big plays and had a couple sluggos in there, and he was there a couple times, and, you know, that's, you got to kind of scratch it out of your mind and keep on fighting. And, you know, he's had a heck of a season. Anytime you go give up big plays, it's always tough. But this guy does things full speed, and I love the way he plays and competes. And he'll come back next week even stronger.
How do you pick this team up starting tomorrow?
You know, this football team's got a lot of pride, and we'll pick ourselves up and go back, look at ourselves, be tough on ourselves, and get ready to go next week.